From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Bali Democracy Forum to be held again in December 2022. Indonesian House approves Admiral Margono's appointment as Chief of the Indonesian Armed Forces. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs will hold again the Bali Democracy Forum, or BDF, on December 8, 2022. It is the 15th BDF, which has been an annual event. Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesman Tengku Faizasyah at the media gathering event at the diplomacy canteen of the ministry in Jakarta pointed out, Bali Democracy Forum will raise the theme Democracy in Changing World Leadership and Solidarity, which has two main points of view to advance issues aspects of leadership and solidarity. He also explained that BDF is the right forum to share democratic experiences from various countries of the world. In fact, he further noted, through an inclusive approach, it is hoped that it can provide space for all countries to attend and participate in an intergovernmental activity or present government representative.
BDF adalah salah satu flagship program diplomasi.
BDF is one of the flagships of Indonesia's diplomacy programs, which aims at encouraging the growth of democracy. This is a very relevant forum for countries to share their experiences in democracy. That's what the Ministry often assumes as home ground democracy that grows within. Thus, Indonesia doesn't discriminate whether the participants are countries that have adopted a democratic system, or those that still want to be in the process of learning democracy. Furthermore, Tengku Faizasyah also pointed out that until now there are 57 countries that have registered and there are observers from 74 countries and international organizations who will participate in BDF 2022. It is expected that their presence will provide various perspectives on democracy from countries in the region and Asia-Pacific. Commission 1 of the House of Representatives on Friday approved the appointment of Admiral Yudo Margono as the new Chief of the National Armed Forces, or TNI. Considering the opinion of party factions and individual legislators, Commission 1 of the House hereby approves the appointment of Admiral Yudo Margono as the new Indonesian Armed Forces Chief. This was pointed out by Chairperson of the House Commission 1, Mutia Hafid, at the Parliament Complex in Jakarta on Friday, as reported by Antara. She also informed that no voting took place during Commission 1's internal meeting to determine Margono's appointment, as all party factions unanimously endorsed him as the new Indonesian Armed Forces Chief. Next, we have the Indonesian government, which is hoping that the investment rate can be maintained above 5% in 2023 to ensure strong national economic resilience amid rising global interest rates due to inflation. This was conveyed by Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati in Jakarta on Friday, as reported by Antara. She also remarked that this is what the government will see in 2023, whether investment growth can be maintained at above 5%, because last time in the third quarter of 2022, it had grown 4.9%. The last national news comes from head of the presidential staff office, Muldoko, held a meeting with U.S. Ambassador to Indonesia, Sung Wai Kim, on Friday to follow up on various agreements made during the Bali G20 summit, as quoted by Antara. Muldoko also stated this meeting with Ambassador Sung is in line with the president's directive to form a task force in ministries to immediately follow up on various agreements in G20. Indonesia held the presidency of the grouping this year. The G20 summit was held in Bali from November 15 to the 16, 2022. The United States has said that a new cap on the price of Russian oil will immediately cut into Putin's most important source of revenue. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the cap, which was officially approved by Western allies on Friday, came after months of hard work. As quoted by BBC.com, the cap stops countries paying more than $60 or 48 pound sterling a barrel for seaborne exports of Russian crude oil. We continue with the United States on Friday unveiled the B-21 Raider, a high-tech stealth bomber that can carry nuclear and conventional weapons and is designed to be able to fly without a crew on board. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the slickly choreographed ceremony at B-21 manufacturer Northrop Grumman's facility in Palmdale, California, opened with the U.S. national anthem as older bombers roared over a crowd that included top U.S. officials. We end the news with the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, on Friday stated Iran appears to be at odds with the United Nations nuclear watchdog about information it should be providing regarding its atomic program. As reported by VOA.com, Rafael Grossi told a conference in Rome that his side doesn't seem to be seeing eye to eye with Iran over their obligations to the IAEA, adding that he was concerned over a recent announcement by Tehran that it was boosting its enrichment capacity. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The first news comes from Medan, North Sumatra. The University of North Sumatra, USU, has collaborated with the University of Twente, based in Enschede, Netherlands. The University of Twente, or UT, is a world-class university with a scientific concentration in social, behavioral, and engineering sciences. USU Chancellor Murianto Amin explained in a written statement last Wednesday, November the 31st, that the University of Twente would send students to USU to conduct case studies on issues related to geoinformation science and earth observation, including natural resources management. The collaboration with the University of Twente can increase the opportunities for the University of South Sumatra students and lecturers to study at the university with the support of the LPDB government scholarship. For this effort, the University of Twente is willing to do coaching. The next news comes from Sukamara, Central Kalimantan. The government of Sukamara Regency, Central Kalimantan Province, is holding Legawi Barinjam Cultural Festival. Deputy Regent of Sukamara, Central Kalimantan, Ahmadi, said Wednesday that the Gawi Barinjan Cultural Festival is an annual agenda in the local regency, which is a means for growing enthusiasm in exploring, preserving, and developing regional cultural values. He said this step needs to be optimized so that the positive cultural values that have been passed down from ancestors are not faded and destroyed by negative external cultural influence, which can cause loss of identity. During the festival, traditional sports competition and cultural arts are held, which are unique and interesting. There are also community creativity and innovation by art and culture lovers. The latest news comes from Magelang, Central Java. The Director General of Culture of the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology, Hilmar Farid, on Wednesday opened the Nusantara Weaving Festival at the Borobudur Magelang Temple Complex, Central Java, which is a super priority tourism destination. Not only are the temple monuments important, but the entire park can also be used by the community for various activities, especially those related to cultural preservation. In this festival, in addition to holding exhibition, a fashion show by designer Edo Huta Barat using Sumba woven fabrics is also held, which presents a new or contemporary form. That was news from across Indonesia.
We began with December 3, 1945, the taking over of Gedung Sate in Bandung, West Java. After Indonesia proclaimed independence on August 17, 1945, the youths and fighters took over Gedung Sate in Bandung from Japan. After that, the youths of Public Works and Transportation Group made it a base for fighters along with the struggle bodies. However, the arrival of the Allies in November 1945 made Gedung Sate a base for struggle in Bandung. A fight broke between the youths and the Allies. The battle on December 3, 1945 caused 21 casualties from the youths and 7 other missing. Next is December 3, 1984, Bhopal disaster. Bhopal Bhopal disaster was an industrial incident on December 3, 1984 in Bhopal, India. Toxic gas leak from a U.S.-owned chemical factory, Union Carbide, in Bhopal, killed more than 20,000. This disaster was the worst industrial incident in history, which even affected the environment badly for more than 30 years. Last is December 3rd as International Day of Person with Disabilities. International Day of Person with Disabilities is a UN-sponsored international observation since 1992 and commemorated every December 3rd. This day aims to increase people's awareness on issues related to the lives of people with disabilities and give support to increase the dignity, rights, and welfare of people with disabilities. And listener, that's today in history.
Selalu ada yang bernyanyi dan berelegi di balik awan hitam. Semoga ada yang menerangi sisi gelap ini menanti. Seperti pelangi setia menunggu hujan reda. Semoga ada yang menerangi
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 475 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is My Indonesia entitled "Is Java is Ready to Export Small and Medium Enterprises Commodities Worth About 16 Billion Rupiah to Saudi Arabia." The provincial government of East Java, Indonesia, through the Business Gathering and Mini Expo program, agreed to export contracts for various commodities or products of small and medium enterprises worth 16.4 billion rupiah with entrepreneurs in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. The governor of East Java, Hovifah Indar Parawansa, said the business gathering and mini expo activity in Jeddah was an effort to boost economic growth, especially for SMEs. Di antara news quoted Hovifah in Jeddah last Wednesday, indeed his party is targeting the Jeddah market, which is very strategic, so that SME products, especially in the food and beverage sector, can be accessed in Saudi Arabia. The event facilitated by the Consulate General of Indonesia in Jeddah on November 29 also involved the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry of East Java, or KADIN. The East Java SMEs were brought together with around 40 businessmen from Jeddah, so they could explore trade potential between the two parties. Hovifah explained that business contracts reached 16.4 billion rupiah, or around $1 million, from the result of the business gathering and mini expo, which included 7 trade agreements in the food and beverage sector. First, the purchase contract for bolu mendut ketan. Second, food and beverage purchase worth $200,000. Third, the purchase transaction of coconut, peanuts, and green tea with a contract value of $220,000. Fourth, food purchase transactions from the SME of Aira Food with Jeddah businessman with a value of $85,000. Fifth, business transactions for the commodity of soy sauce and tomato worth $250,000. Six, a business contract for eco-print batik with a value of $100,000. And lastly, a business contract for banana chips with a value of $170,000. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia for today from Voice of Indonesia.
Hujan Desember yang lalu di kota ini dalam ruangan berpenyajuk udara.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Gedat Waterfall in Yogyakarta. Listener, Gunung Kidul Regency in Central Java Province has an extraordinary natural tourism potential. New tourism attractions have started coming up. One of them is the Gedat Waterfall, or often called ATG by the local people. Gedat Waterfall is located in Gedat Sub-Village, Banyu Soco Village, Tlacen District, Gunung Kidul Regency. This waterfall is called Gedat Waterfall because it is located at Gedat Sub-Village. Listener, Gedat Waterfall has its own characteristics. The Gedat Waterfall is about 10 until 15 meters high, but the walls are quite wide and have steps so that the flow of water is wide and foamy, and it looks very artistic. The pool below can be used for showering, bathing, and playing in the water. Besides, in front of the waterfall, a special deck is also made available for those who like to take selfies. The ambience at the Gedat Waterfall tourism spot is still very beautiful and suitable for those who have a hobby of photography. Listener, the location of the Gedat Waterfall is about 50 kilometers from the downtown of Jogja, with a distance is about 2-hour drive. According to the story, this Gedat Waterfall was discovered by a kiai named Adu Dardak. He dug the ground on Mount Gerunggung, then through the mountain cliffs, there was water flowing to Gedat Sub-Village. One of them became this Gedat Waterfall. To get to the location of this Gedat Waterfall, visitors can take a vehicle by going through paved roads and small rocky roads as far as 300 meters. Then they can park their vehicles in front of the residents' houses. The journey is still continue on foot through the limestone rocks for about 50 meters to get to the location of the waterfall. Shady trees towering high become a distinctive rural view when heading to the location of this waterfall. Listener, arriving at Gedat Waterfall, visitors will witness a charming natural panorama. Waterfall that is clear and clean from the limestone hills, and the swift flow of the waterfall that hits large rocks make the water split like a gleam of light. Wooden and bamboo bridges and high coconut trees add to the exotic view of the location of this waterfall. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder.
Basah.
Macam-macam gede.
Di dunia tipu-tipu, kamu tempat aku bertumpu. Baik jahat abu-abu, tapi warnamu putih untukku. Hanya kamu yang mengerti gelombang kepala ini. Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama, janji takkan kemana-mana. Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama, janji takkan kemana-mana. Ya, di dunia tipu-tipu, ku bisa rasa nyata denganmu. Tanpa banyak unainu, ku bisa rasa aman selalu. Hanya kamu kemana-mana. Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama, janji takkan kemana-mana. Ya, lelucon aneh tiap hari, ku tertawa tanpa tapi.
Makasih juga buat rasa sayang Mama, dan makasih juga udah bertahan sampai sekarang ngurus Fatur. Makasih ya.
Maafin Nana ya, Kak. Kakek baik sama Nana. Nggak pernah marah. Nana yang marah terus sama kakek. Maafin kakek.
Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama, janji takkan kemana-mana. Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listeners, the Indonesian government is in an effort to build sustainable tourism. In campaigning for this, the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy is holding Earth Festival 2022. It takes place at Senayan Park, Jakarta on November 26 to the 27, 2022, which invites the public to increase awareness for the Earth and environmental sustainability. Earth Festival 2022 is filled with various talk shows presenting various speakers as well as an Earthterium, which is an art installation with the theme of ocean cleanliness and health. There will also be a special food festival, namely the Vegan Food Festival. Deputy Region of Belitung as well as advisor to Earth Festival Indonesia 2022, Ishak Meirobi, who was present virtually, explained, "This year's Earth Festival presents new things that will make this event more varied as a wider tourism event and involve the community to love the environment." According to Ishak Meirobi, the Earth Festival is in line with the G20 declaration, which includes inclusive, sustainable development and a green transition. He further explained that this Earth Festival is a very concrete implementation, real action, commitment, consistency, how to stimulate the tourism economy and creative economy in a more real way. Earth Festival 2022 will be a means of education for the younger generation because there are so many young people who still don't fully understand how to take good care of the Earth. It is hoped that Earth Festival Indonesia can boost tourism and stimulate the creative economy in Indonesia, especially in increasing public awareness of the importance of protecting and preserving the environment and culture. Well, listener, that was miscellany from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hura, 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 aku suka.
are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Harapan Jumpa by Sri Widadi. The song Harapan Jumpa composed by S. Narno by Sri Widadi with full feeling and soul. This song tells about the sad feelings of a woman who has lost her lover. Her lover went somewhere and never came back, even though the woman really loves with all her heart. Her longing for his lover is very passionate and deep. Well, listener, here is Sri Widadi with the keroncong song Harapan Jumpa. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jaga dulu jarak kita, jika tak ingin akhirnya kau menangis lagi. Jangan terlalu kau dekat, jangan buat terikat, coba kau rasakan lagi. Mungkin kau dapat perannya, tapi hanya sebagai bayang-bayangnya saja. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendirinya. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, sakit sebelumnya masih ku rasa. Beri waktu hingga aku mampu lupakan semua. Jangan terlalu kau dekat, jangan buat terikat, coba kau rasakan lagi. Mungkin kau dapat perannya, tapi hanya sebagai bayang-bayangnya saja. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendirinya. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, sakit sebelumnya masih ku rasa. Beri waktu hingga aku mampu lupakan semua. Jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendirinya. Oh, bukan ku tak jatuh cinta, lelah ulang kesalahan yang sama. Ku ingin kita jalan. Tanpa tergesa,
listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.
Thank you.